Good morning, Radhakala Chanji Dam. Good morning to all the assembled devotees here and in the transcendental spiritual world. Wherever Krishna's name is spoken or glorified, so are the assembled devotees present. We're going to be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 13, Text 18, where the Hamsa Avatar answers questions. And of course, in the scriptures, you'll find that there may be repetition, but there's a purpose in the repetition. It's because we're so covered in the material world that we need to hear sometimes things over and over again until they click in. But before we start the reading, it's always necessary to get the mercy of Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga. And because we are so specially situated here to have the mercy of Radhakala Chanji, we ask for that also. So we sing Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Shanna Vallabha Kiri Vardhari Jaya Gopi Shanna Vallabha Kiri Vardhari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yashura Nandana Vraja Chararanjanani Yashura Nandana Vraja Chararanjanani Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Kiri Vada Jari Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Kiri Vada Jari Gopi Jana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Krishna Vallabha Girivar Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yashoda Nandana Bhaja Chararanjanan
Yashoda Nandana Bhaja
Yashoda Nandana Braja Chararanjanan Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Jaya Radha Kalachandri Radha Kalachandri Radhe
Jaya Radha Kalachandri Radha Kalachandri
Radhe Jaya Jagannath, 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 Jaya Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jaya Jagannath, 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 Jaya Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jaya Baladev, Baladev. Baladev Jaya Jaya Baladev Jaya Jaya Baladev 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 Jaya Jaya Baladev Jaya Jaya Subhadra 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 Jaya Jaya Subhadra Jaya Jaya Subhadra 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 Jaya Jaya Subhadra Jaya Jaya Gornitai 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 Jaya Jaya Gornitai Jaya Jaya Gornitai 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 Jaya Jaya Gornitai Jaya 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 Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe Jaya Chota Radha Kala Chandi Chota Radha Kala Chandi Radhe Jaya Chotarara Kalachandi Chotarara Kalachandi Radhe Nitai Goro Haribol 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 Hari Bo Nitai Goro Hari Bo. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Gaura Premananda. Hari Bo, Hari Krishna.
So we're reading again from text 18, regarding the Hamsa Avatar. Questions?
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Gnanatmarandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshunmilitam Yena Tashmai Sri Guruve Namaha.
So, we'll read the text, then some of you can be creative enough to read it back, and then we'll read the translation.
Shri Bhagavan Yuvacha Evam Prishta Mahadeva Swayambhya Bhuta Bhavana Dayayamana Prashna Bijam Navya Patyata Karma Dihi. Shri Bhagavan Yuvacha Ave. Shri Bhagavan Yuvacha Evam Prista Mahadeva Swayambhya Bhuta Bhavana Dayayamana Prashna Bijam Nabhya Patyata Kamadihi. Shri Bhagavan Yuvacha Evam Prista Mahadeva Swayambhur Bhuta Bhavana Dayayatmana Prashna Bijam Nabhya Patyata Kamadehi.
Someone like to repeat?
Shri Bhagavan Yuvacha Evam Prista Mahadeva Swayambhu Bhuta Bhavana Dayayamana Prashna Bijam Nabhya Patyata Kamadihi. Shri Bhagavan Yuvacha Evam Prishto Mahadevam Swayambhur Bhuta Bhavana Dayamanaha Prashna Bijam Nabhya Yat Patyata Dharkamadihi. Shri Bhagavan Yuvacha Evam Prishta Mahadevam Swayambhu Bhuta Bhavana Daya Manaha Prashna Bijam Nabhya Patya Kamadihi.
So word for word, Sri Bhagavan Yuvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
Evam,
thus,
Prishtaha,
question, Mahadeva, the great God Brahma, Swayambhuha, without material birth, born directly from the body of Garbhodakasaya Vishnu.
Without material birth, born from the body of Garbhodakasaya
Bhuta. Of all conditioned souls. Bhavana. The creator of their conditional life. Conditioned life. Dhyayamana. Seriously considering. Prashna. Of the question. Bijam. The essential truth. Nabhiya patyata. Did not reach. Kamadhi. Intelligence bewildered by his own activities of creation. Now the translation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Uddhava, Brahma himself, who is born directly from the body of the Lord, and who is the creator of all living entities within the material world, being the best of the demigods, seriously contemplated the question of his sons, headed by Sanaka. The intelligence of Brahma, however, was affected by his own activities of creation, and thus he could not discover the essential answer to this question. Now we'll repeat the translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Uddhava, Brahma himself, who is born directly from the body of the Lord and who is the creator of all living entities within the material world, being the best of the demigods, seriously contemplated the question of his sons headed by Sanaka. The intelligence of Brahma, however, was affected by his own activities of creation. And thus he could not discover the essential answer to this question. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami has quoted three verses from the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam as follows. In the ninth chapter, verse 32, Lord Krishna blessed Brahma with realized knowledge of the Lord's actual form, qualities, and activities. In the ninth chapter, verse 37, the Lord ordered Brahma to rigidly carry out the Lord's injunctions and affirmed that Brahma would thus never be bewildered in his cosmic decision-making. In the sixth chapter, verse 34, Lord Brahma assured his son, Narada, O Narada, because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, with great zeal, whatever I say has never proved to have been false, nor is the progress of my mind ever deterred, nor are my senses ever degraded by temporary attachment to matter. In the present verse in the 13th chapter of the 11th canto, Lord Krishna states that Brahma unfortunately did become bewildered by his creative functions, thus providing a grave lesson to all of the Lord's empowered representatives. Although one may be elevated to an exalted position in the Lord's transcendental service, at any moment there is danger of false pride polluting one's devotional mentality. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Tirtha Swami Iti Namane. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane. I read this and I thought, the last sentence was the actual beginning of this chapter. And we could probably go on and on just on that last line. And some of you that are seasoned
disciples, can look around you and think about those that fit that description.
Could you read that again?
Yes, but before I do that, I have to honor my dear Mohan and Vrinda Prabhus that are leaving on their journey back to their temple. And say that I'm so pleased that we have had their wonderful association, that I am already experiencing separation anxieties, but I guess I'm going to have to deal with that. But from family to family, vanchakalpatrubhya shakripa sandubhya evacha patitanam bhavanevya vaishnavibhya namo namaha. May you have a safe journey. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Bo. Hare Krishna. Please. The last, yes, I will repeat that. Although one may be elevated to an exalted position in the Lord's transcendental service, at any moment there is danger of false pride polluting one's devotional mentality. Now, Prabhu, you asked to have that repeated. I know it was probably for more than just having it repeated. Did you have something that you wanted to share first before we got into this, or?
No, that pretty much perfectly says it.
Mm.
Of course, I can, we'll just wait and see what your grace has to say.
I still consider myself a neophyte, no matter how much you read the scriptures. Every time that you read again, you experience and you see something a little different. I'll walk away from what we've read, and then I'll think, I thought of this, I should have said that, but right now I'm at the mercy of my guru and Srila Prabhupada and Radha Kalachanji, and I always ask when I come before them, how will you purify me? I don't profess to be perfect in shlokas and scriptures and pronunciation, but my heart is sincere. So if there's anything that's misquoted or not pronounced properly or whatever, I always say, don't blame my guru, blame me. I'm still learning. He gave it, he laid it out perfectly. Srila Prabhupada laid it out perfectly. And sometimes I think it'll take a lifetime to even touch on their lotus feet as to what they established, what they did while they were in their material bodies. And my only wish and my only goal is to try to cannot copy, because I cannot be any, none of us can duplicate Srila Prabhupada, our guru. What to say of Krishna? We think we are. Or Radharani, we're not. But to try to serve the lotus feet of my guru and Srila Prabhupada, so that whatever it is that we're doing can be offered up to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I thought about, in the scriptures, and I'll go back to it again and read it, but here, Uddhava, it's been confirmed by Krishna that Uddhava would not be bewildered. And I see so many people around, they're so most expert in remembering stories, very nicely quoting the shlokas, translating them. Been in the movement for years. Pukka. And all it takes is for sensory overload. And some of the best of the best. So I guess one of the points I want to start out with is we should never be so puffed up that we think we are this or that, that we cannot make a mistake, because we are talking about Lord Brahma. That's enough to go on. I mean, you can think about this all day. gosh, Lord Brahma was bewildered, and the Lord confirmed he wouldn't, but he did. So we should take to the scriptures very seriously. I remember reading in Canto 13, chapter 11, text 12. I remember it was saying that after you've gone, after you've done all the necessary purificatory processes, you're having nice association, you're chanting properly, you're reading, you're having, you're maybe repeating secret mantras, you're going to the holy places, all these things, they're nice, but then you rise above that and you have the association, you have pure love of God, prema. And we have to get to the point of, I think it's nivritti, where there's a cessation or a ceasing of the material actions that, of course, not conducive to our spiritual consciousness, but it is a process. The three modes of material nature that are covered, goodness, passion, and ignorance, we don't go into those modes in that particular order. But in order to get from there to the mode of goodness, it's a different process and a different step for everyone. You can tell me what you went through and you can suggest to me how I should do it. But ultimately, the relationship that I have with Krishna states that I may go a different route, but I may go a different path, but I may still arrive at the same destination. So we have to be compassionate with others that may not duplicate what we ask them to duplicate. There are so many ways that we could go with the senses. In the previous text, and I don't want to belabor this, but regardless of our ages, it's one that most of us can relate to. It speaks of the senses, and it used the four-legged animals as an example. How we can, even animals can be aware of unpleasant situations and still continue. It used the dog, the donkey, and the dog, the donkey, da-da-da-da-da-da. Who was the other one? The goat. The goat. Thank you, Prabhu. The sensory action is one of the strongest senses, and that is the sexual senses. And even though these are not the only animals that go through pain and discomfort for the very act, but there are others. They're four-legged animals, and they're two-legged animals too, the human. But they repeatedly go through pain and discomfort, knowing the end result, and they repeat it over and over again. What to say of human beings that continue to exhibit and execute certain senses, and they know the reactions, and they continue. You wonder, what does it take to stop this nonsense, to get them through the various modes of material nature so that they can understand that there is something much better. Now, my dad, when he had me, was an older dad. So a lot of the things that he said were old-fashioned to me, but my good Lord, they made sense now. Because as I have children, I find myself saying the same things. And if I'm away from my children, I hear them repeating it to their friends. It's like, yes, there was something in it. But we're talking about how to get one to change, how to progress through the modes and the senses. And my dad used to talk about, use the donkey as an example. And he says, in order to get the donkey or the ass to do something, first you have to grab a 2x4 and you have to knock it upside the head and get their attention first. Well, see, we knock our heads ourselves upside the head many times in material situations, many times, but we keep repeating it over and over again. We have to understand that the material, the human entity, was born into this material world with four faults. The ability to commit mistakes, to be an illusion, to cheat. And let's see, the fourth one I think has to do with imperfect senses. Thank you, Prabhu. We come in with problems. And if we're lucky, we come into the association of those that can help us render some type of seva to get beyond these faults. First of all, we've committed an error by coming into this material world. It is not our home. Growing up in the Christian religion, I remember them saying that we should be in this world and not of it. And that makes perfectly good sense. And then I found there's so many similarities in so many different religions that we do have a common denominator, a common thread. We are in illusion because we think this place is so much better than our original home. And every single day, or depending on the way our life is or the way our karma is, we will find out daily, weekly, monthly, annually, this is not our home. Srila Prabhupada said it's not even a place for a gentleman. We cheat. No matter what society we're in, we'll find that the most technologically advanced societies are sometimes the most demonic. The more technology, the more our senses are capable of being misdirected in so many different areas. And our senses are affected. They become imperfect. They're going after this and that and this and that. And all these things that we're going after, going out. I mean, some people in the world, when they've had a really rough day at the office, when I was working, it was mandatory in order for you to be part of the group after a really mentally strenuous week, you had to go out with the boss and you had to go to the bar and you had to participate. Otherwise, you were not part of the crowd. And no matter how much you participated, you came back to that same situation Monday morning and the problem still existed. Maybe it was a new one. But you never found a permanent relief to whatever you were trying to eliminate Friday night or Saturday. Some people find other sense activities to participate in. But you will find that none of them are permanent enough to alleviate our issues, our problems. If you are listening to this class, if you have come in contact with devotees, you have, whether you realize it or not, you have been blessed abundantly. And if you've taken Diksha, you have taken on a huge responsibility. Of course, nobody tells you that at the time. But the minute you start directing your energies toward trying to do the right thing or trying to gravitate toward the mode of goodness, all types of issues come up and you are bombarded with them. You know, don't let this get you down. This is part of the process. We have to go through it. You have to go through the process of ignorance. You have to. I mean, babies, sometimes babies are intelligent. Sometimes out of the mouths of babes come the most intelligent things, but they come into this world not exactly primed for everything that's going to happen as they grow. So we too experience ignorance. And then it's like, okay, I've had this, that's enough. So you move on to the mode of passion. And you try every type of sense gratification under the sun. And it is not enough. I always go back to, because when I was a kid, I watched a lot of, I like old movies. I like that era, especially British movies. I really enjoy it. But you see all the good things that people, that's happening to these people in their real lives, you know. Some of them are considered perfect. They have a lot of money. They have the looks. They have the association. But still, they're not happy. And you wonder when you go to work, your goal is, people come from other countries and the goal is, yes, I'm coming to America, the land of free opportunity. Streets are, I don't know if they say the streets are still paved with gold, but they think there's so much going on. And then they come for money and still they're not happy. You have, I don't even want to speak about the politics and the political system. All the promises. Talk about cheating and illusion and imperfect senses and there are so many areas. You can look around in the media, on the news, and see that no matter where one is in a position in life, even if it's supposed to be their very best position, they are not happy. The president of the United States is not really acting on his own. He's taking the advisement and the suggestions of others. So it's very difficult to have. It's very difficult to have a God-conscious leader. I think if we had it like in the days when Krishna was in his original body, his original form, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. But that's not the situation that we're in right now. There are problems in the political system. And I think when we think that money is the end all and that is it, you think of Howard Hughes, if anyone is old enough or anyone is read. Howard Hughes was a millionaire. I think he dealt in planes or whatever. But he became a recluse. You know, he stayed inside, you know, no, darkness, nails grew, hair grew, lost all interest. And it lets you know that once you really, the intelligence really kicks in and you understand, ignorance and passion has its limits. The real step toward understanding Krishna is gravitating or going toward the mode of goodness. And in the mode of goodness, it's not a very easy position to be in. In the mode of goodness, you see everyone for who they are. You accept them and you love them. You love everyone as you would love the person that's most dear to you. Now, I challenge you to do that to someone that's driving along the expressway that cuts you off at the last minute, and you're rushing, and they're rushing, and then they have the audacity to look at you and as if you made the mistake. Can you actually feel pure love for that person? This is not easy, but the end result of love of God, once you are arriving at that position, that place, that original place, you will understand that there is nothing that could compare. Everything that we're seeing here on earth is the perverted form of what it actually is in the spiritual world, like the Kalpavriksha tree. You look at it, the reflection in the water, and you see the complete opposite. As I was saying, when I read in chapter 12, Canto 11, initially I was getting the impression that, yes, you rise beyond the ignorance, the passion, the goodness, and then after that, then the highest is love of God, which meant that you didn't have to chant, you didn't have to read, or you didn't have to have proper association. That's not correct. The point is, when you have risen above all three modes, when you are at that, all three modes, you've risen above them, and you understand that love, that prema, that love, that pure love of God, then that's the goal that you are trying to attain in this world, because that connects you with your original home. So I'm just correcting myself, because for a moment I even thought, oh, so there's a point where I don't have to read, I don't have to chant. I always want proper association. This past week, having the association of my God family, this week has been the most wonderful association. And you don't have to be with someone 24/7 to enjoy them, but when they have that essence of consciousness, it's perfect, absolutely perfect. And we're reading in the scriptures some of the things that should be instilled in us no matter where we are, because we cannot live or exist in this material world alone, is proper devotee association. How do you know you have it? You will know intuitively, because Paramatma in the heart will instruct you that this is the right person. But I digress. I always come with an outline of everything that I was going to say, but I never say it, because I try to surrender and let whatever is supposed to happen or come, come. But there's more to it. But I came across a quote. I wanted to read that from Srila Prabhupada. He was speaking to a group, and he was talking about, in essence, the mode of goodness, which is what we're going to. And in chapter... In chapter 13, the Hamsa Avatar questions, there will be questions. The questions will be answered. And these are the questions that will be answered. Then I'll read from the quote from Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes I get to the end of a text and then I want to go further, but then I don't want to take the steam out of anyone else's lecture. But it's just to say that there are coming comments that are going to answer why Brahma as exalted and elevated, and the blessings of the Lord. Actually, we all have the blessings of the Lord. We just don't realize it. We've just gotten so covered, we've forgotten. But he had the blessings and the confirmation of the Lord that he would never be bewildered, yet he was. And it will go on to answer those questions. And again, to confirm it. In the ninth chapter, this is Srila Jiva Goswami quoting, all the boons Lord Brahma got. Lord Krishna blessed Brahma with realized knowledge of the Lord's actual form, qualities, and activities. Personal. In the ninth chapter, verse 37, the Lord ordered Brahma to rigidly carry out the Lord's injunctions and affirmed that Brahma would thus never be bewildered in his cosmic decision making. In the sixth chapter, verse 34, Lord Brahma assured his son Narada, O Narada, because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, with great zeal, whatever I say has never proved to have been false, nor is the progress of my mind ever deterred, nor are my senses ever degraded by temporary attachment to matter. But in this present verse, in the 13th chapter of the 11th canto, Lord Krishna states that Brahma unfortunately did become bewildered by his creative functions, thus providing a grave lesson to all of the Lord's empowered representatives. And you know who you are. I mean, we walk among them. Although one may be elevated to an exalted position in the Lord's transcendental service, whatever that transcendental service is, even pot washing is transcendental service, at any moment there is danger of false pride polluting one's devotional mentality. Before I read the quote from Srila Prabhupada, there was one statement that I was reading in the Bhagavad Gita this morning that touched on the senses. And we are discussing the senses. But the one thing to note, if you don't note anything else that's been said today, is whatever you think your perfection is or your best qualities are in the transcendental, in the service of the Lord, do not for one moment allow whatever that is to make your head swell or to make you puff up or make you walk so that if it rained, you drown because your nose is straight up in the air. We have, the point, I'm trying to be humorous with this. We have to be careful because when we are in various modes, we'll think that we are the end-all and the know-all. And in Krishna consciousness, this is powerful information that we're getting. And it's so powerful that it transforms the spirit souls that have arrived in the material world to the point where the knowledge is so heavy and people are having so many realizations that for fleeting moments they think they are God. And as I said, some of you are seasoned. Some of you are, you've had the association of other devotees, and you've seen it happen. It's just that we should maintain an air of humility and caution that, what was that Srila Prabhupada say, step by step, there's danger in the material world. In so many different arenas, there is danger. And it involves correcting and perfecting the progression of the three modes that we are in. Chapter 2, text 40, I think it's 45. And it is a conversation between Krishna and Arjuna. But that's going to be a little bit lengthy. Not that I am minimizing any of the information that is in the scriptures, because I'm not. I just wanted to focus on one that was Okay, this is text 45, chapter 2, contents of the Gita summarize. Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nishte Gunya Bhavajana Nirvantvo Nityana Sattvasto Yoga Keshama Atmavan. The Vedas deal mainly with the subject of the three modes of material nature. O Arjuna, become transcendental to these three modes. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties, for gain and safety, and be established in the self. And you'll notice with me, sometimes I'll actually read the shloka. I have no problem doing that. But yeah, in the progress, eventually I'll remember some of them. But the point is, we also have to remember in the process, we don't have to be perfect. The Lord knows our hearts, so our hearts have to be very sincere, but we have to be persistent. All material activities involve actions and reactions in the three modes of material nature. They are meant for fruitive results, which cause bondage in the material world. The Vedas deal mostly with fruitive activities to gradually elevate the general public from the field of sense gratification to a position on the transcendental plane. And it says, Arjuna, as a student and friend of Lord Krishna, is advised to raise himself to the transcendental position of Vedanta philosophy, where in the beginning there's Brahma Jignyasa, or questions on the supreme transcendence. All the living entities who are in the material world are struggling very hard for existence. And what you'll find is that, yes, the Lord knows what our situation is. He knows that we're in the material world, but he's also given us so many avenues for relief. Many avenues for relief. And we have to recognize them for what they are. In the scriptures, however you want to live your life, it's in there. But however you want to get out of this material world and get back to the original, your original home, the instructions are there also. But you are given a process, a scientific process that does work, but you have to work it. You can't just skip. Just do the chanting. Don't need really good association. Not important. I can hang out with the guys at work. Then come to the temple on the weekend. Chant a couple of rounds. Have a little good association and I'm good to go. It doesn't really work like that. We have to be consistent in our endeavors, because Maya is an agent of Krishna, and Maya is very serious. If you are to eventually have the association of the Lord again, You can't just bring this nonsense from the material world to the spiritual world. You don't get into the spiritual world with this material nonsense. It's like the Queen of England or, you know, the president. In order to get to them, you go through a lot. Oh, my gosh. I mean, they check your background, your parents' parents, what your activities are, what you do from moment to moment. And then maybe then you get clearance. Same thing with, and I'm sure they still do this with the Queen of England. But we're talking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We're talking about Lord of the universe. So you can't bring this nonsense that's going on here to the spiritual world. The scientific process has been given. We have to follow it. There is no in between. And I'll end with the basics, but I'll read this from Srila Prabhupada and then we'll end. And then if you have comments, corrections, or whatever, fire away. This was from the January-February 2003 issue of Back to Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada was talking to a professor, and it was on the platform of goodness. He's speaking that once you're there, then you can understand everything very quickly. So, it's gotten down to the point where the professor's asking him, what is this sattva-guna, this goodness? What is it? So Srila Prabhupada is asking one of the disciples to get the Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's the chapter 2, the verse on, first canto, chapter 2, verse on divinity. I'm going to go for this. Nashta priyashva. Abhadreshu nidyam bhagavata sevaya bhagavata utamashloka bhakti bhavata nashtiki. Now, we're speaking on divinity and divine service. And it says, by regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. And now Srila Prabhupada's purport. Here is the remedy for eliminating all inauspicious things within the heart which are considered to be obstacles in the path of self-realization. The remedy is the association of Bhagavatas. There are two types of Bhagavatas, namely the book Bhagavat and the devotee Bhagavat. Both of the Bhagavatas are competent remedies, and both of them either of them can be good enough to eliminate the obstacles. A devotee Bhagavat is as good as the book because the devotee leads his life in terms of the book. And the book is full of information about the personality of Godhead and his pure devotees who are also Bhagavatas. Bhagavat book and person are identical. So we have been fortunate to have been given the instructions, the scientific instructions, the book, the association, and all we have to do is honor them and use them properly. But sometimes things that are so simple are so complicated, and things that are complicated are the complete opposite. So back to the basics, chanting, well, taking diksha, because you need a teacher. Taking diksha, but chanting, reading, having proper association, and being in constant association of devotees, of Vaishnavas, of realized spiritual souls will help us on the path back to Godhead. Now, as simplistic as that sounds, it really does work, but we have to work this system, and it is a system. There is so much, as I said, sensory overload. The minute you walk out your door, and sometimes while you're at home, depending on what devices you have, there's sensory overload. I refused at this point to get on Facebook. I'm so afraid that I'll get on there and get stuck for hours because that's what I hear people do. And not that I'm not intelligent enough to know to back away, but I've seen some really strong, intelligent people stuck in front of that, just reading it. Oh, my gosh. Let me like this one. Oh, and then I like that. Oh, and they've sent me some information. And they're there for hours. You walk out the door. You bombard it. Signs, posters, people, situations, environments that are constantly assaulting the senses. The temple, the devotees are here for a reason. Take shelter. Take advantage of the home that we have on earth that is similar to our home in the transcendental spiritual world. Take advantage of it and do so more than once a week. If not that, at least reach out to another devotee or have some type of association. Don't make it a once a week thing. It's going to take a long time to reach that goal if you're doing it that way. It took me for things to really kick in for my guru to leave his body. He gave me the best instructions. I sat there and I heard it. And now I'm going back. Every week I have a class. And it's called Spiritual Warrior. And I'm going back reading all of the books. And I'm reading in some of these, reading in some of these books, things that I heard him say, but they didn't kick in, you know, until I begin to miss him. And then it's like, oh, he said that. And now I'm beginning to get a feel of what it was I was supposed to do. And I'm not saying that I'm there completely, but now things are beginning to mesh and they're making sense. And I can see different things and I can have certain realizations. And I even notice some changes. If I don't note them, somebody else is telling me, which I prefer. You know, I'm noticing a change in you. Also put yourself out there. I'm going to stop in a minute. But also put yourself out there and ask those that are close to you, you know, your loved ones or other God brothers or God sisters, to also critique you. You want to get better. And sometimes the loved ones around us only tell us what we want to hear because they want continuous love and da-da-da, whatever else goes with that. But in the association of devotees, ask someone to tell you what your faults are so that you can get better at it. You don't need to hear, oh, Prabhu, you're so good at this, you're most expert at... Nah. It's not always good. I mean, our egos should be healthy, yes, true. But we also need to correct whatever needs to be corrected while we're here in this material world, because guaranteed you wouldn't be here if you didn't need to correct something. Ask others to, I've asked it a couple times, and I'm asking again. Tell me what you think my faults are, but, and my guru was very emphatic about this, tell me in such a way that I can accept it. Don't do it to be offensive. If you are, I'm going to check you right there. I'm going to pounce on you. Do it lovingly. Krishna does it. But if we don't get it, then Krishna has a firm hand. But if you want to help someone, talk to them in such a way that it's compassionate and loving. That's helping. You know, we don't need to be beat up. I mean, people are standing in line to do that anyway, so we don't need it from our loved ones. Okay, I'm going to stop at this point, but I'm going to open it up for any comments or any questions or any corrections, but I am very grateful that I've had the association always of the devotees and of the temple and of this Dham, and that we never, ever forget or neglect its importance, and that we keep it going, because how is it? This is our family business. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Any questions? Any realizations? Any experiences that anyone wants to talk about? I think what really hit me here is everything that's happening in life or that has happened, it's in the scriptures. And I'm not speaking about anybody in particular, but it just makes the point that Brahma, as elevated as Brahma is, and he's had the association, the Lord is sharing confidential information with him. Still, he became bewildered. We should never think that I got this Krishna conscious thing. No problem. We should never be that cocky and confident that we think we cannot make a misstep or a mistake. And if we see someone else doing it, it would not be to our benefit to look down at them or to beat them down because of it, because there, but for the grace of the Lord, goes ourselves. It could be us. So we should exercise the characteristics of a devotee, be compassionate, forgiving, loving. That is a word we use, but sometimes we use it and act upon it in such perverted forms. But the Lord is love. Krishna is love. So, you know, to whatever degree that we're associating with others, that we're helping others, that we're correcting others, do it in a mode of love.
When do you do your spiritual water cleansing?
I'm sorry, Prabhu, I need so that the audience can hear him.
No, because you mentioned you do a class, Spiritual Warrior. Mm-hmm. When is that?
It's on Wednesdays, and it's a convenience. They want to put it on internet, but I like it to be convenient for devotees. It's at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 6 p.m. Central Standard, Central Daylight Time now. And it's been going on for years. And actually, the purpose of it is, it's multi-purpose. Bhaktivedanta Swami took the scriptures. All of it is about the scriptures. And sometimes some of us are overwhelmed when we open the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he and other sannyasis have taken it upon themselves to break them down, to break it down, and to relate it to us in what's going on right now and what went on then. And that's what my service, that's one of my services to my guru. So it's called the Spiritual Warrior Series, and we cover his books on the spiritual warrior, Reflections, The Beggar, and they cover Harinam Chintamani, Lord Chaitanya, we've gone into, there's so many, How to Make the Mind, Your Friend, or Conquering the Enemies of the Mind. It delves into so many areas of what's going on in the world today, and it's kind of like a progressive step for some who don't really understand Krishna consciousness and the relativity of and the importance of it in our daily life. And it covers so many areas. So it's a teleconference class every Wednesday. So please feel free to become a part of that. I'm trying to, we should all be looking for ways. No matter what is going on in our lives, there should be some way that we can serve our guru. Because my guru and his guru were multitasking, and I mean, Srila Prabhupada was doing this in his 70s. You know, I mean, two heart attacks, the next one, that's it. But he still came. And, you know, my guru, Tamal Krishna Goswami, all of them had things that graduated into health issues, but they still kept going. And that's one of my desires, is to honor their endeavors so that, you know, we can offer something to the next generation, to the next generation, but with love and compassion, so that it's not such a challenge to follow, but you don't lose the essence of the scriptures, if that makes sense.
Such a nice class, Mataji.
Thank you.
Such a musical, assuring voice. I wish I could have you in the background at work, just sort of saying it's okay, chant Hare Krishna, all your...
You know it's
will...
okay, chant Hare Krishna. That's from the Association of Devotees. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for being here. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Yes, I Prabhu. Second that, what His Grace just said. And thank you so much. But, you know, that's the thing with Krishna consciousness, is that it works.
It does.
So if you just, you know, put it to work, it'll work. And don't blaspheme devotees. Very important point.
Extremely important point. And that's like something that I need to probably put on my refrigerator. Or, no, we all need to put it on our refrigerators.
I like your constructive criticism.
But most people don't. Because you know what? The problems that we usually see in others, it's really in us. It really is, if you think about it. What is that that's bugging me so much about this person? Because it's your issue too. But you also realize that when you're pointing, you get all these other fingers pointing back at you too. So you have to remember these things. So each day I pray that as long as Krishna gives us the opportunity to be in His bodies, that we learn, that we have these realizations, and that we give them back so that someone else can benefit from them.
Perfect point.
Thank you, Prabhu, for always being in here and always helping to keep me sharp.
Well, thank you for the encouragement. We are more than happy to please.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Gaura Pramananda. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Krishna.
Her Grace Antariyami Mataji Ki Jai. What's your complete name, Mother?
Antariyami Devidasi.
Her Grace Antariyami Devidasi Mataji Ki Jai.
Hari Krishna.